we had mentioned right before the song that we do have a special guest on the line. And I tell you what, he just shared with us a little piece of music history here that, wow, that's awesome.
That I had no idea.
Me either.
Drummer on the recording with the Slovenia Picnic Waltz, Martin Sero and the Lavelles. And we're speaking to Bob Lavella.
Good afternoon, babe.
Hey, how you been?
Oh, very good. We lost a real gentleman with Martin and did a lot for the polka business. And, you know, he's a Harmony boy, and Lavelles were from Harmony. And Limerick Hill with Uncle Rudy and Aunt Sophie.
Specifically, yes.
Yes. And Martin and my Uncle Lou were friends for many, 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 many years. They had a trio and a band together back in the late 30s. And then Martin kept playing, and so they decided to do a record, and up came Slovenian Picnic Waltz, and they changed the lyric. And we recorded it at a magnificent studio in Abensburg, the Fire Hall. Can you imagine that?
Wow, the Palatial Studios. There.
Yes, uh-huh.
And the Fire Hall.
Yeah, and up-to-date equipment, a two-track Ampex recording unit. Al Ross from Jeanette did it. But what was wild about it, we recorded this on a Sunday afternoon in the spring, and don't you know, a lot of people were burning leaves, and we'd get into the song, and boom, fire whistle would go on. We'd have to wait till the truck went out, truck come back, door came down. Slovenian Picnic Waltz cut 13. I mean, it was a one long afternoon. But we got it done, and then we wanted to supplement some voicing in it. So Martin's wife came, and my Uncle Lou's wife, and a couple of the girls, and you'll hear some of the, in the trio part, you'll hear some of the vocals. And that was the wives and girlfriends. And we did this at Adamsburg, and I had the opportunity of being the drummer. And then when we get to the trio part, you'll hear a guy holler. Guess what? That's me. I got double scale. So,
wow.
Yeah, I got an extra record. But that was something. Then we went up to WEWS, Channel 5, and they played it up there. And then that's when it got nominated and was Polka of the Year, Song of the Year. And Martin, I think, was inducted into Hall of Fame. And he was well-deserving of that because he did a lot for Slovenian polkas and waltzes, and he brought a lot of accordions over. And him and Mario Mosti, everyone remembers and knows Mario. He did a lot of teaching the people who wanted to learn button box. But that was a little bit of history. That was right now, so it seems like a long time ago, but Martin was a very good guy, a very honest, sincere, and he helped a lot of people, and he was a very, very, very good friend with my uncles, with the Lavella brothers.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy that... you're featuring it, and I really appreciate this opportunity to be on the air with you, and thank you again. This is very, very nice.
That was a great story, Bob. We appreciated you calling in and sharing it with us.
Yes, and yeah, it's a little bit of history. There's not too many polkas or waltzes being recorded in fire halls, but we did it, and it was a number one. So
that's right. It turned out beautifully.
It did. It did. It did real well, and it sold real well, and what they did was... They needed a name of a label. It's on a Serval label, S-E-R-V-A-L. That was for Martin Sero and Lou Lavella. And a Serval, there's a picture of like a tiger or a cat on the label. A Serval is like a wild animal. How about that? And that's how they come up with the label Serval.
Very nice.
very interesting. Very interesting. And, well, so, hey, thanks again. I just have a reminder. On July 5th, if you're not doing anything, how about coming down to Evanstown?
I don't know. We may be busy that day.
Well, if you get a chance, come on down. And that's going to be one. I'll tell you what. There's going to be some of the greatest musicians in the country going to be there. And it's going to be a super, super Sunday. And I have a connection with the weatherman, so I got a good day ordered for you. Let's do it.
All right. Bob Lavella from Fun Party Stores.
Thanks, babe.
Thanks, honey.
The drummer on that recording of Slovenian Picnic Waltz. Wow, what a story that was.
That was a great story. I mean, that kind of stuff is just so interesting. Now I'm going to have to pay attention when I hear him doing his little singing.
Yeah, as soon as
And I'm
going
to pay attention to the drums, too.
As soon as I can find the recording. I have it here. It's just not in front of me right now.
I'm glad he shared that interview with us.
Yeah, good stuff there. Good stuff.
Like I'm back in Slovenia, country with quaint little towns, the castles, the mountains, the valleys, haystacks you see all around. Friends I made in Slovenia are ones that I'll never.
singing, the dancing, the laughter are things that I'll never regret. Go to each picnic in Cleveland, yes, Graham. Sing to an accordion, drink beer with your friends. Polka and waltz, Slovenian style. Life will take on a big smile. Stop in a garden cafe. Kolbasi, a polka, and vino. You're happy the rest of the day. If only my stay could be longer. A feeling no one can tell. Addio, pozdravi, ostani. Goodbye, I'll miss you, farewell. Yes, friend. Sing to an accordion, drink beer with your friends. Polka and waltz, Slovenian style. Life will take on a big smile.